Welcome to the Icon Athlete Podcast. This is Chris Spieler, an Icon Athlete has been a passion of mine since transitioning from competition. My goal is to provide you with a broad range of information to help a variety of CrossFit athletes and coaches. From the most elite to the weekend warrior, the affiliate owner, and anyone in between, I want to provide you with education, inspiration, and hopefully some entertainment along the way.
Hey, oh, we're here. We're making it.
Live recorded via the internet.
From the quarantine of the not-so-secure Zoom file. But
we were talking about Zoom being insecure, and all of our state secrets are now being sucked up by enemy governments. Everything that Chris and I talk about is now... It's now public knowledge,
privy to the entire globe. So,
I saw something that said that Google employees can't use Zoom.
I bet you they are.
Well,
don't they use like Google Hangouts?
Yeah,
Isn't that what they have?
Wouldn't you feel like it was like if you were on a Zoom call?
Have a whole platform.
Yeah, if you were on a Zoom call in the middle of Google headquarters, wouldn't you be like looking over your shoulder like, I hope nobody sees me.
Are we going to get fired? The CEO of Google sends out a Zoom link to have a meeting with everyone. Whoops, forgot guys, we have Google Hangouts.
Perfect.
Out of control. Yeah, well, we got a couple reviews, which is cool. We'll walk through some of those. And I actually, like, I had this moment of like, I was excited for a second there. It said Husqvarna to the rescue, which I sent Doug a Husqvarna dirt bike the other day that I saw on Cycle Trader.
Yeah, the thing is great.
Sick. It's also decked out.
It's also like 10 grand.
I think it was like 11. It was crazy though. That thing was so nice. So if you guys have that bike on there and you want to give it to Doug and I would be happy to display it for your promotional purposes.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'll help you out.
I'd be happy to post on it all the time. So check out a couple of reviews here. This one, yeah, with the Husqvarna to the rescue, I got excited. Say, Chris and Doug, you continue to make me laugh during this difficult time while most of the country is on lockdown. I love the positive vibe of every podcast, even when Doug is grumpy. We still love you, Doug.
Most days.
Podcast attitudes and growth mindsets are inspiring. Thank you. One great thing that happened this weekend in Wisconsin, we had sun in mid-50s. Wow. It was chilly in the morning, so I dusted off my Husqvarna sewing machine and sewed some face masks for folks on the front lines around Madison. Next week, I'm looking forward to warm, sunny days and blooming daffodils. This is one podcast I look forward to every week. Keep bringing it.
Thank you.
So that's nice. One awesome job for sewing face masks for people in your area. That's super cool.
I like that.
And it also makes me feel bad that I felt excited about something happening with the Husqvarna dirt bike.
Even though I was like, oh, real thing, real dirt bike.
Yeah.
It was actual good things.
It's actually a good thing. And then the next comment here is from Lou, it's great, which is kind of a funny name. I like that. It's good. It says, comment for new follower or fodder. Follower? Fodder. We'll talk about this today. It says, longtime listener to Chris and Zizaz, excellent adventures. So good. Second Zizaz. Time commenter. I was the pregnant commenter you read this summer and can say that my 6-month-old gladly endorses you. Perfect. Keep listening, pal. Speaking of podcast name endorsement, if you go with Spiel the Beans, I think that you have a great opportunity to expand your sponsorship. That's right. I'm looking at you, Canned Kings, Pushes, Goya, and Van Camps. Okay, now my off-topic fodder. Does COVID change the way we CrossFit? Example, partner workout, big events, gym sanitation, et cetera, or does the CrossFit community just grow stronger as we show the population how to go from sickness to wellness to fitness? Lindsay from Richardson, Texas. Shout out to the Marshals of CrossFit Richardson who are creatively keeping our CFR community connected. So really cool.
Well, we mentioned the C word, so we're doing that.
Yep. We did. But I think it makes sense because if you guys don't know, I had it. Had it?
And I don't know. How long do you have it? No one knows.
It's like a weird thing, an anomaly. But yeah, so I had it. I got it. And I knew I had it for a while. And I waited to, I guess, expose that and let people know because I was uncertain like everybody. Didn't know what it was going to turn into and had to deal with my wife getting it, my kids having symptoms of it. And it was a lot. And it's no joke. And it's not a cold. For the people that say it's just a cold, it's not a cold. And like from personal experience and also from people that we actually know in the gym that got like really quite sick and they're young, they're healthy. And none of this is to strike fear in anyone. Don't walk around afraid. But one of the guys we know was in the hospital for 4 days. So it's crazy. And yeah, but anyway, I think it's a valid question. And we talked about this last episode on how we think that a lot of the community is going to be so amped to get back into the gym. So going on from that, I think this is a great question that Lindsay poses. Does it change the way we do things moving forward? And I think it does temporarily. And I think it might always, but not necessarily in a negative way.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it doesn't change things like
high fives.
Yeah.
A hug.
I mean, that would be weird, wouldn't it?
Super. Yeah.
I mean, I hope it changes things like the how serious people take. You know, like I'm guilty of this too. But like when you're sick, Chris, like how often you get sick in a year? Many times. Like you got a cold.
One time. What's yeah, I mean sick once a year. Otherwise maybe twice a year.
Yeah. So like have you been to work sick before?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, like all the time, kind of. Like
yeah.
If I get sick twice in a year, there's a couple days on either end of that, probably like I don't know, where I'm kind of feeling not so bad in the beginning and then the end, and like I'm definitely going to work because like yeah. Suck it up, go to work, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like that's the way that it's kind of always been. It's like
yeah.
I don't know. We had a local kid here right when this whole thing was starting who worked at a bar and restaurant. And this was like, I know it's hard to think like about a month ago. It seems like a year ago.
But it wasn't that long ago and it was way different a month
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, everything was so different, right? Like you and I had the conversation the day before our local government was like, hey, everything's going to shut down. The day before that, you and I said to each other, I was coaching some kids and you were on your way out of the gym. And I was like, hey, do you think this thing is going to like impact us at the gym at all? And what did you say? You remember?
I don't remember. And my guess is probably like, yeah, a little bit, but not much.
Yeah. We're like, I don't think it's really going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, like no big deal. 2 days later, the NBA is canceled.
Yep.
Everything starts happening.
Yeah.
And, but we had a local kid who sort of in the midst of this was like, he worked at a bar and restaurant. He wasn't feeling well. We only had in Park City like two or three cases of it. And all of them were visitors from out of
yeah.
town. Right.
So it's like, oh, they're on their own. They're quarantined, whatever.
Yeah. Kid gets sick. He doesn't know what he has. He goes to work. They wouldn't, from what I read, they wouldn't test him. He goes to work and now people like freak out on him and freak out on the business that, that he works at. It's like, well,
dude, he just had a normal cough.
Yeah.
Right.
Like he just didn't feel well. Awesome. Like he doesn't feel well all the other times.
Right.
And he makes zero money. So he's got to go yeah. to work. And if he doesn't go to work, he doesn't make any money.
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad for like
yeah.
some part of me is a little jealous of some folks who can work now. And some part of me feels really badly for and really happy that some people are willing to work right now. Like I go to the grocery store.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Those people are like on the front lines, you know?
Those people are legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to work. I feel like they're going to work now so that I can have food at my house and have some semblance of normalcy. And I don't know if they see it this way or not, but I do. Like, they're putting it out there just so I can do that.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
So maybe that changes. It changes for me. Maybe here on out, it's like if I'm not feeling well, if I'm feeling sick, like I should probably just stay home.
Yeah, I think like in regards to especially the partner workout, sanitation, things like that, gym events. I really do believe that this will eventually run its course, and we will be back to what previously felt normal. I know for us, especially at CrossFit Park City, we already kind of made the step as things started becoming more aware. We were just always the gym that said, hey, we had the Clorox wipes around. We would say, hey, if you guys had your DNA on anything, wipe it off, but no big deal. It was like, hey, if you bled on something and you sweat all over something, spit on something, wipe it off, be respectful. But now we have wipes all like in a couple spots in the gym, and we're just going to tell people, hey, wipe your stuff down. Just, I think more than anything, eventually it's like out of respect. Don't have someone use a wall ball that you just drooled on, you know? And I think that's going to make people feel more comfortable because there will be a day when people are back in the gym.
A couple of our members are freaking out now. They're like, man, I drool on everything. I have to use wipes.
I'm just going to put a wipe over my mouth. But yeah, I think there's going to be a phase where all of it will be affected. I think that we're going to see at the start, and this is just an assumption, there's going to come a day where things open up, right?
Yeah.
Businesses, travel. But I can't see it just being like open the floodgates, everyone comes running. The gym applies to that. Maybe the first time it opens up, it's going to still be 6 feet of space between people, and we have to have social distancing still.
Maybe we have to cap class size.
So I think it's going to be affected for sure, but there will come a time when it will be back to its normalcy. But I do think anybody that's living through this and anybody that's aware of what's going on, hopefully the change that will happen is more compassion for the people around us, more appreciation for our community.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a high level of stoke, if that's what you want to call it, for the businesses that make it through this and that are supported by local community. I think they're going to be stronger, whether that's a CrossFit affiliate, a restaurant like Vessel Kitchen, a bike shop, whatever. I think any local business that survives this thing, the community is just going to appreciate it that much more because unfortunately some aren't, and that's a bummer.
I agree.
And that's okay. I think it's okay that it's going to be different for a little while, right? Because we got to be responsible as we get back into those things. And
I do think soon enough, we're going to be like, you know, doing partner carries and
totally. Yeah.
Like, sharing barbells.
I agree. I think that's going to happen sooner. Once we get back in the gym, I think that will happen sooner than later. I don't think it's going to be like 6 months till people have a partner workout. I hope not, you know?
Yeah, me too.
But yeah. So we'll see. We got a question. I did a interview with United Movement this past week, and it was interesting. They asked us the question, hey, what, you know, if you have a competitor and they're trying to train for the games, what do you think? And it's like, man, I was talking to Chelsea and Kaylee today. And
how much better could it be?
I mean, yeah, a lot of time to train, right? But
if all you're doing is athleting.
Yeah. And also here's the thing. This is my thought. If you are, the weekend warrior competitor, which is cool, right? Like, you dig it. I think now is the time where those people are going to start saying, hey, like, is this really what I want to do? maybe I'll get into something else. Maybe I'll start, like we do, riding dirt bikes, or maybe I'll check out a run, or maybe I'll get into a sport. Because the only people that I can perceive being still highly dedicated to a really structured and like committed, pretty brutal training regimen are like the top five. Yeah. Because those top five still have the potential to win whatever comes up.
Yeah.
And I think about Matt Fraser or Tia, both of them are in a position where no matter what the games looks like, the next time it pops up, they have a chance to both set, I guess, a record, you could call it, in the most consecutive wins, right? Or did Tia do that last year? I don't even know. I'm sorry, Tia.
I don't know. They both seem to never lose.
Yeah. So, like, those are the people that I look at that would be all in. Aside from that, though, there's a lot of uncertainty, even for the people in the top 20, top 30 in the world.
Yeah, I mean, you could be training your face off for not nothing, but not a lot. Yeah, there's not a lot there, right?
And meanwhile, let's just say that something didn't happen this year, right? There was no CrossFit Games.
Yep.
Meanwhile, another year, really two, of your life has gone by, and just circumstances change, right? Maybe some of the female athletes are married and they have a baby. Maybe some athletes get married. Maybe they get a new job, or they go back to the fire department, or they, well, I mean, fill in the blank, 2 years, a lot can happen in 2 years.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be something that changes, at least in the short term, with the pandemic and the current CrossFit community.
Think we're going to have a CrossFit Games this year?
I would be surprised if they didn't have some kind of CrossFit Games in some form or fashion.
Yeah, me too. I mean, we know the folks that do that. It's like, I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know that they're going to be like, well, let's just call it off.
Yeah. And the other thing I think is not necessarily like a sign of it, but I think is an encouragement for it, is Rogue is still having the invitational. It's online, right? Yeah. They're going to have the invitational online. But the Rogue also does Iron Games. So they have the capacity and the ability to have it online, to have it streamed, to have it the announcers. So my thought is, I mean, if they need to, CrossFit comes up with the programming and they just have Rogue run it.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, they'll do something, I would think.
Yeah.
Right? So, it's not like the Olympics. It's not like the – it's not – I mean, you can't do the Olympics in on Zoom call.
Yeah. I mean, it would be Google chat, Google Hangouts.
Probably Google Hangouts.
Yeah, it's safer. But it's just, it's an interesting time. And I got an email from, CrossFit Training Department last night. It was interesting. They're trying to serve the community by doing online stuff now with seminars. And from what I read, it sounded like it was for people that are looking to continue their CEUs at this point that need to be able to do that. And they're being gracious with kind of extending that period out. And I think it seems to me from the outsider looking in that they're trying to kind of use this as a time to also adapt and get some of their seminars online by having it be available to people that already have their certification or certificate.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody's adjusting to it, right?
Yeah.
Even those peeps.
Yeah.
But on that note, let's talk about something else, Doug. What are you, like, outside of the C word, the vid?
Yeah.
Like, what's keeping you motivated? What are you looking forward to? Or like, have you looked into anything that makes you kind of like excited about something in the future and keeps you motivated to maybe like have some level of fitness or just like keeps you sane?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think that's important.
Yeah. I mean, like, this isn't necessarily the greatest motivator, but I want to be ready when this stops happening, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of what drives me to try to get things done now or be proactive and think forward or come up with new programs or keep writing programming, because you and I are doing that nearly constantly now, right?
Yep.
I think part of what drives me to do that is like, you just can't rest now. It's not like a break, because again, this isn't maybe the best. It is just my attitude, but like someone else is always out there grinding away while you're like, well, I'm just going to take until this goes away off.
Yeah. I get, you know, gotcha.
Like,
so you're looking at it more on like the, in like a business way.
Yeah. And, yeah, I guess that's in a business way. It's like, I just want to like not be behind when all this stuff stops happening.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I mean, I personally, I don't know. I haven't made a lot of like time to think about that kind of stuff lately, honestly. What about you?
Yeah. I'm like just now, I feel like this week especially is kind of, I've started to think a little bit more like that. A lot of what's been frustrating for me, a lot of my focus the past 3 weeks has just been on getting healthy. So trying to make sure that I do what I need to do to get healthy so I can have a schedule. You know, I was just telling you before we started this, I want to be able to get up a little earlier and get a workout in and push kind of hard and have a routine to my day. But honestly, my routine right now is not setting an alarm clock and letting myself just sleep so that I can get in whatever recovery I can. Sounds kind of silly, but eating enough food, like this thing hasn't taken away my appetite, but I have noticed that it is requiring a lot of energy for my immune system and body to heal itself. So just like anytime you're sick, right? So eating enough food, like making sure that I eat enough good quality food, because when I eat enough, I feel better. Shocker. And now like I've been trying to stay on top of that work, and like we're really looking at taking steel programming and really trying to do less better. I was talking with Chelsea and Kaylee today, and we were just like, we just want so badly to trim things down, look at like really who we are, what we're about during this time, and how can we serve the community? How can they be encouraged by what we have going on and really want to be a part of it? So all of that. But I think I found this thing and it sounds so cool. I read about it and this has given me like that hope outside of work and outside of CrossFit training.
Is it a KTM 300 EXCW dirt bike?
It has something to do with it. So there are these things now, Doug. Unfortunately, I haven't found any bias, but so we did the Idaho City 100 last year.
Yeah, which I hear is still on, by the way.
What? Are you serious? Well,
on their website, they haven't like fully canceled it, but it's kind of a fly by the seat of your pants operation up there.
I mean, what made you feel like that? It's like... Was it maybe like the guys in the overalls that were sticking a hanger down your tailpipe and drawing on your exhaust? Like that kind of thing?
It was like all the orange cones and construction tape.
Hmm. Yeah, which still a blast. But I mean, that was a kick your face in event. Like kicked our teeth in, you know? But there are these things, they're called sprint enduros. And I saw it on, I somehow get these AMA motocross motorcycle magazines because I signed up for it for the Idaho City 100.
Yep.
And they have these series, these sprint enduro series, where they have them, I believe some in Michigan, some on the East Coast. Obviously, we don't know if these things are happening, but I look forward to the day. And they're really similar to like the Idaho City 100 where you get, you know how you got timed on specific sections of the course. So it's like that, but instead of like a 100-mile loop, it's basically like 12 or 13-mile loop, and you
a little more reasonable.
Yeah, and you do the loop 2 to 3 times in a day. So you get tested on different loops and it stays really close. You come back to the same pit and it sounds just really fun. And they have different courses. Some of the courses that you get timed on, I think, are more flat and motocrossy type stuff. And others are more single track in the trees on rocks and roots.
Yep.
And I just thought, man, that looks like so much fun. And I look forward to being able to put the fitness to use at things like that. And not even have to work toward it, like just train because that's what we do. And then just go use that fitness outside the gym doing something like that. That looks so fun. So that got the wheels spinning.
Yeah. Well, that's something fun to look forward to.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we'll do that sometime late October.
Hey. And then I started thinking about the unfortunate part is that this costs money, but you're like this, Doug. You're kind of mechanical. You like tinkering with the dirt bike and doing things like that, right?
Yep.
Fox Suspension keeps posting like all their new suspension systems and stuff like that. And I thought, man, I wonder if I could like sell my bike and build one. You know what I mean? Like have the stuff sent to the house and build it from the frame up. And it's way more expensive to purchase a bike like that. But it's just fun to build stuff. Not that you have to build a bike, but I really like bikes.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Or you could just get like a crappy dirt bike and build it.
Yeah. The Rakowski was nice enough to give us his kid's old dirt bike and I got to crack into that, check out the carburetor and got to get some new tires for it, fuel lines, things like that. So that's an option, but honestly, I don't have the time for that right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a lot, right?
Yeah. It would be nice. Did you guys hear that?
I hear that. Sounds like chaos.
I don't know if you guys know, but I don't have a soundproof room in my house. So that is life. That's family for those guys.
I can't tell if that's like meltdown or what's going on there.
Let me pop my head. That is, mostly like, I think it's a little bit of meltdown. Nobody's hurt.
Nobody's hurt.
Well, anyway, guys, it's good to connect. Thank you for those of you that sent the well wishes and things like that over. It's really appreciated. And thanks for the comments, for the reviews that you left. It's always great to read those. If you have other questions, if you have anything you'd like Doug and I to chat about, it'd be great. We're happy to run through those things. We've got a little bit of a list compiled that we can talk about, but I always find more enjoyment in answering questions for you guys. So let us know how we can help. And in the meantime, go check out Sturker Sports, right?
Sturker Sports.
Yeah, go check it out.
Sturker Sports.
Doug's posting a bunch of stuff on Insta Spam, and he's posting a bunch of stuff up there, really good educational pieces. So for those of you that do have an affiliate, or even I know we've got some people in our community, either with Spiel Programming or Grunt Work, where like their kids are working out with them, which is really cool, by the way.
It is.
But if you're looking for some stuff that is helpful, one of the guys I was talking to was like, what about explosive power? And it's like, hey, Doug's your man. Check out Sturker Sports because he's pumping out a lot of good information there.
I saw I posted a video on the Insta space the other day of a kid. You know that big kid? His name is Ian. He's got the mullet.
Yeah, doing the lunges with 215 pounds.
Yeah, I mean the kid's a monster.
Oh. It's ridiculous.
He's and like I said in the old Insta post there, I don't take credit for some kids. I'm like, hey, you came here and
like a spaghetti noodle.
Yeah, and like we work together mostly with you, me just being there, and you got stronger. Ian came in strong. Ian was like, he's like 265. He's a big boy.
What?
I saw a video of him full mullet flowage, 505 pound back squat for 4.
Whoa. My gosh.
Kid's 16.
Oh my gosh.
And then I saw another video of him benching 225, I think, for like 15 or 16 reps.
Oh, man, 16 years old.
16 years old.
This is going to be a force to be reckoned with. That's cool.
It's crazy.
That's cool. Yeah, man. But check that out, guys. There's some cool stuff in there. Good information. And you're doing a good job, so keep it up, man.
Thank you.
Right on, guys. Well, you enjoy your family. Enjoy the time that you guys have. Whether you're
do a puzzle or something, right, huh?
Now. Yeah, or you're looking for something.
Chris,
new
is that where you're going now? Puzzle time?
Nope. Got another.
Doesn't sound like it's book reading time in the background.
No, that's not. Yep, I'm going to make sure that everything is good there, and then I might actually do a podcast with Sarah, which is yeah. It's my wife.
That's his wife. I was going to say, you should let everybody know who that is.
Yeah. Right on, guys. Well, you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We'll be posting this up soon and some more to come in the future.
Bye-bye.